This is McDonald Max Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Eau Claire Regis High School, home of the Ramblers. Inside of this Western Clover Belt Conference game between Catholic school rivals, it's Eau Claire v. Chippewa Falls, McDonald v. Regis, the Ramblers against the Max here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Back-to-back Lady Max and Max games on successive nights for us here on WOGO Sports. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right soon will be Mark Maloney, back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Dan Anderson, our producer here tonight, as McDonald will try to sweep the season series against Eau Claire Regis. They had their hands full with these Ramblers the second game of the season. McDonald escaped with the win, 47-46. Regis on the season is 5-9, but they're still in the thick of the fight in the Western Clover Belt. They're in a three-way tie for third place, along with Stanley Boyd and Osseo Fairchild, all three of those teams at 4-3 in conference. Bloomer leads the way in the conference standings. They're 12-1 overall, a perfect 7-0 record in conference. And the McDonald Max in second place right now, 5-2 in conference play, 11-3. And so, of course, McDonald keep within striking distance of Bloomer and also to keep an arm's length away from Osseo Fairchild. Regis and Stanley Boyd is going to need a win here tonight. Next time out for McDonald, they will also be playing a team that's right now third in the conference as they are on the road at Osseo Fairchild on the 25th. We'll have that game for you on WOGO as well. We'll hear from head coach Adam Schilling in a few moments as well, as McDonald is 11-3 on the season, including two straight wins. We had that loss for you against Fall Creek, a 65-62 defeat for McDonald, in which the Fall Creek Crickets were able to bank in a three with a few seconds left, and McDonald's half-court heave by Cale Holm just went wide. That would have sent it to overtime, but the Max acquitted themselves pretty well in their first game against Coach Storley and the Crickets. But they are going to need, again, that kind of effort to continue as they go down the second half of the conference slate. McDonald picked up a win last night on the road at Augusta, 72-36. We don't have stats for that one, but again, by all accounts, they looked pretty good before that at Thorpe. So two successive road games, and this will be their third in a row. Then actually six road games in a row is the stretch for McDonald right now. So just the first third of the way through that, but they won at Thorpe 68-52. Before that, the boys had reeled off six consecutive victories. The only loss before those six straight was against Bloomer. We had that game. It seems like we're just calling the losses. But 66-57, they fell to Bloomer at home. And then their only other loss was a three-point defeat to Spring Valley in the season opener on November 28th. Well, McDonald hoping for a win. Regis trying to get within striking distance of second place in the conference. If they can defend their home floor, should be a good one. We are looking forward to it. It's McDonald and Regis here on WOGO Sports. Connor Miller, former Regis standout, went to Samford on a Division I scholarship, is in his second year at the helm of this Regis boys program. Adam Schilling, 6 years, as he watches over these McDonald boys, a record of 107 victories and 41 defeats, 72% winning percentage for Coach Schilling. We're going to step out and be back in 2.5 minutes, and we'll talk with Adam Schilling right after this as we break things down in Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Max Basketball. Pre-game continues as earlier we caught up with head coach Adam Schilling of the Max before this game against the Regis Ramblers here in Eau Claire. Welcome back to Max Pregame here on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, live at Eau Claire Regis High School. It's the great Eau Claire Chippewa Falls rivalry, the Max and the Ramblers, here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, this is a game that obviously is the second time you'll see Regis, and man, they gave you everything you wanted up in Chippewa. What's got to be different to try to pull away this time from a very talented Ramblers team, even if their record doesn't indicate it?
Yeah, I think just playing defense at a high level is pretty important, especially when you're on the road. So I think we held them to 46 points last time, and we might have to do a little bit better than that tonight.
Obviously, there's a lot of attention paid to Blake Ristler, talented sophomore. But besides him, who else do you say, hey, we can't let them go off on us?
Owen Weisenberger is a really nice player, and he can equally go off as much as Blake could. So those two are kind of the majority of their scoring, and then they got some other guys that come in and fill their roles really well.
14 games into the season, obviously a lot of times at the beginning of the season are saying, hey, defense has to lead the way, the offense will come. Is the offense coming along in a way that you like?
I think so. I think the Mondovi game we struggled a little bit, but all the other games are kind of scoring in the high 60s now. So I think the consistency of just working for open shots is something that we've been trying to work on, and as long as we can do that and execute our sets, we should be pretty good.
As you've dealt with some injuries and different things like that this season too, have you been pleased with the way that starting lineup and just the rotation of players can change but hopefully not miss a beat?
Yeah, I think we pretty much got six starters, and we just rotate guys in as much as we can. It's important for everybody to come in and really give us something positive when they come in the game, and so far all the kids are doing a great job of that.
Well, Coach, I know this is not an easy place to get a win, but hopefully that's what we're talking about in a couple hours.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you very much for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Max here on WOGO Sports. We continue with Max Pregame next on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds.
Go
here.
Grant, push ahead to Grant Smisky.
Smisky to Secor. Secor to beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot! My number 7!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Max Pregame on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here at Eau Claire Regis High School. As the Ramblers square off against your McDonald Central Max, Regis 5-9 on the season, 4-3 in third place in the conference, but just one game behind McDonald, 5-2 in Western Cloverbelt play and 11-3 on the season. Regis snapped a three-game losing streak as they went on the road on Tuesday night and defeated Osseo Fairchild 62-61. That helped vault them into that third place tie, a three-way third place tie in the Western Cloverbelt, and a chance to pull closer to conference leader Bloomer with a win here tonight against McDonald. Again, McDonald's won a couple in a row, as we mentioned, victories on the road at Thorpe and Augusta. First third of the way through after tonight's game, they'll be halfway through a six-game road swing. Connor Miller and Adam Schilling, both Regis graduates. Connor Miller more recently in 2011, a graduate of Regis High School, and Coach Schilling from the class of 1996. Regis is led by sophomore Blake Ristler, a 6'2" guard forward combo, number 21, averaging 21.3 points per game. He's at 41 three-pointers. Regis has three players that have hit 20 or more three-pointers. Noah Terrace with 20, Owen Weisenberger with 38, and Ristler with 41. Last time these two teams met, however, Regis didn't have a great game from beyond the arc. 5 of 20 from downtown, 25%. McDonald shot 37% from downtown and hit 11 threes as they again nipped Regis 47-46 in Chippewa Falls. Second game of the season for the Max back on the 7th of December. In that game, McDonald shot 35% from the field, Regis 46%. McDonald, though, did win the turnover battle. Only 10 turnovers. Regis committed 15. Regis won the rebounding matchup 26-22. McDonald did get 8 steals in that game. And again, very early on in the season, I think this team has come a long way, this McDonald team, since that time. But Regis has as well, too. Again, you would expect that growth, that progression, as both of these teams are 14 games in. And like I mentioned, just the second game of the season for the Max when they knocked off Regis at home 47-46. In that game, McDonald came back from an 8-point halftime deficit. Regis was led by their 6'6" senior, the lone senior in this starting lineup, Alex Kula. I will double-check pronunciation on that. He had a double-double with 14 points and 11 rebounds, was 7 of 8 from the field. Ristler, again, their sophomore standout with 13 points, was 2 of 6 from downtown at 6 turnovers. And Owen Weisenberger with 12 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, but did have 4 turnovers. Again, mainly two primary scores, and that's Weisenberger and Ristler for the Ramblers. On the other side, Carson Galvez and McDonald's shown a lot of balance offensively throughout the season. He led the way in that game with 13 points, was 3 of 9 from downtown. Jordan Socorro, a perfect 2 of 2 from long range with 8 points and a couple steals. Cooper Mittermeier had 9 points, was 3 of 11 from 3-point range, hit 5 rebounds as well. Cale Holm had 8 points, wasn't starting at that point, had 2 of 7 from long range, 6 assists and 3 steals, and Holm's really kind of taken the bull by the horns after coming into this starting lineup for McDonald's. Miles Flanagan, who will not be available tonight, still dealing with that injury, 4 points and 7 rebounds. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes with the Toyson Ford keys to the game. What's going to take for McDonald to get a win here tonight at Regis? We'll tell you in 2 here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Pregame on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald and Regis coming up next here on WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. It's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. With both of these teams averaging nearly 8 made threes per game, you'd think shooting percentage will really come into this game, but I'm going to say that it's going to be, again, a battle of turnovers, who can make the least mistakes, and teams that are fairly evenly matched. We saw that in a one-point contest early in December. So, again, can McDonald minimize mistakes like they have recently? Their turnover margin has gone down, 13.2 per game, still probably a little bit higher than Coach Schilling would prefer. But can McDonald minimize mistakes, and can they win a battle on the boards, too, tonight? Without Miles Flanagan, Mason Bussey is going to be a key player. He's been an excellent rebounder, now third on this team in rebounds, and McDonald's going to need to, again, clear the glass and make sure they limit these hot shooting Ramblers to just one opportunity per possession. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back with your player introductions and tip-off next on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CVTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CVTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cvtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
It's game time here at Eau Claire Regis. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO. Starting lineups for McDonald being introduced. Cooper Mittermeier, number three, the 5'11 junior guard, 12.4 points per game, second on the team. Second on the team in assists as well. Cale Holm, 5'10 sophomore guard, number 20, leads the team at just under 15 points per game and 2.6 assists as well. Jordan Sikora, 6'3 junior guard, number 24, also tied with Cooper Mittermeier in assists and 8 points per game. Carson Galvez, 6'3 sophomore forward, number 33, 6.1 rebounds per game. That's second on the team and 10.4 points per game. Third McDonald player in double-digit points. And Mason Bussey, the sophomore center, 6'4, wears number 50. Third on the team in rebounds at 6 per game, 3.2 points per game for head coach Adam Schilling. Again, 6 seasons at the helm of this McDonald program. On the other side for Eau Claire Regis, they'll have Alex Kola, 6'6 senior, lone senior of the starting lineup, number 0. George Wolzersdorf, 6'3 sophomore, number 1. Also Owen Weisenberger, 5'11 junior, number 3. Blake Ristler, a sophomore, 6'2, number 21, leads them at 21.3 points per game. And Noah Terrace, 5'11 junior, number 4, at 6 points per game. Regis in their home white uniforms with the Kelly green numerals lettering and accents on the shorts, black piping, McDonald resplendent. In their royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, and gold piping. Tap won by Regis as Ristler goes between three McDonald defenders, up and in for two.
Didn't waste any time there.
He is quick. 2-0. Regis up early here on their home floor. Jordan Sikora at the right elbow, up top. Carson Galvez. Galvez, kick to Sikora just outside the paint. Flip back to Carson, the right corner. Galvez runs into a double team. Half a minute gone by. McDonald trailing 2-0 early here in Eau Claire. Jordan Sikora, Galvez, the work around the perimeter. Back to Sikora across the foul line. Leaves for Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald's won a couple in a row. A victory on Tuesday night for Regis. Snapped their three-game losing streak. right in front of the student section, Jordan Sikora. Work over to Cale Holm. Holm to Sikora, straight on between the wheels. Leaves for Cooper Mittermeier, testing with the dribble, out for Galvez. Galvez kicking to the corner, Jordan Sikora. Sikora goes in hard, and he is hit and will go to the line, shooting two. Long possession there for McDonald. Ristler picks up his first, team's first. Stelzer Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw no good for Jordan Sikora. 62% foul shooter on the season. Second one for Jordan is perfect. And McDonald cuts the Regis lead in half, 2-1. Across the timeline, Noah Terrace. Terrace leaves it over for Owen Weisenberger. They'll drop down to Woltersdorf. Kick over into the left corner, that's Terrace. Back to Woltersdorf, he runs into some trouble, flips it out left wing. Terrace to the left elbow, back to Woltersdorf, trying to use that height, runs into Mason Bussey, flip out. Quick three from Terrace. Terrace rims one in and out. Offensive rebound is Woltersdorf, and a held ball underneath.
Yep.
And possession should go back to McDonald.
Good scrap there by Cooper.
I think I'm going to join you in standing as well. Yeah. Here is, again, we appreciate Athletic Director Kyle Sayre and our host here at Regis. Good vantage point up here, but again, you're missing some parts of the floor unless you lean out the window. 2-1, McDonald trailing by a point. Cale Holm right of the circle, leaves for Jordan Sikora. Sikora out to Carson Galvez. Galvez working against Woltersdorf, driving baseline, kick to Sikora. Sikora driving into that green paint, lost it. Bussey pulls it back over to Holm in the right corner. 2 minutes gone by, McDonald trails 2-1. 10 points were at a premium the last time these two teams met. Sikora flips it over Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier against Noah Terrace. Mittermeier pulls up from 10 feet. Terrace got a piece of that, and Bussey got locked up.
Almost should be a jump ball.
The senior,
you bet.
And they are going to call it a jump ball.
Yeah.
And possession will go to Regis.
He pulls him over his body. That's not an over the back.
And Bussey got tied up with the lone senior, and I'm honestly trying to figure out how to pronounce his last name. I'm going to go with Kula until I hear otherwise.
Maybe I'll ask somebody here in the hallway how they pronounce it here.
Ristler up top to Weisenberger. Weisenberger lost in the paint, and Cale Holm pulls it out of there. Holm flips over to Jordan Sikora through his hands and out of bounds. McDonald leading the break. Still looking for their first field goal.
Those are the ones they need to convert on.
15-24. And counting here in the first half. Pretty good crowd on hand. Good student section. Seeing a lot of the McDonald girls varsity team. They picked up that 45-point win against Osseo Fairchild last night. Seeing them in the student section, helping fill that up for McDonald. Regis taking their time. Driving down the lane. Mason Bussey gets a piece of a shot. Knocked it away from Woltersdorf. Now come the other way, Holm. Skips in the corner, Sikora rotates Galvez. Galvez, head fake, driving between three defenders. No, comes up a little bit short.
Oh, and he kind of come up gimping there. He might have twisted an ankle a little bit.
Now I'll flip over into the left corner. Weisenberger. Thank you, Valcon Oblak. Chula.
Yes, I was just, Chula. I just asked him
Alex
over
there. Alex Chula, there we go. Appreciate it. A whistle underneath, and this foul going to go against McDonald.
It's going to go against Cooper for bodying him out.
Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Weisenberger kicks to Terrace. To Chula in the paint, he loses it, skips it out. Open look at a three, that one rims in and out from the left wing for Weisenberger. McDonald now on the run. Cooper Mittermeier weaving, drops down for Bussey. Bussey goes up and scores from low on the left.
Nice pass.
Mason Bussey gives McDonald their first lead, 3-2. Coming into the game for Regis, Andrew Birchback, a 6-foot junior, number 24. Weisenberger has it up top. Flips to the corner, that's Terrace. It's down for Birchback and Ristler up top. Ristler, the talented sophomore, matches his jersey number in points per game at 21. Actually an AAU teammate of my little brother, Will.
Wow.
Weisenberger driving baseline, flip with the right hand from 6 feet. No offensive rebound, pulled down. Kick out to Weisenberger, open. Look at a three, nailed it from the left corner. Weisenberger, that is his 39th of the season, and he shoots 39% from downtown. A little too wide open there. Push shot off the glass and good. Cooper Mittermeier just outside the lane. Five apiece. Almost 5 minutes gone by. Birchback on the right side of the lane, runs into Mason Bussey, flip out to Terrace. Terrace drops back to Birchback. Birchback going across the lane with the dribble, picks it up, looking for help. Scoots it over into the right block, extended area for Noah Terrace. Flip out, Birchback, his jumper from the right elbow, no good. Long rebound out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier across that R at midcourt, going in hard, trying to finish with the left hand. No offensive rebound, put back, too strong for Mason Bussey.
Mason was in the right spot there for a nice rebound, nice put back, but just a little too hard.
Weisenberger up top to Ristler. Blake Ristler, the 6'2" sophomore. Leaves for Weisenberger against Cale Holm. Weisenberger goes off the glass and good from 8 feet out. And that's 5 quick points for Weisenberger. He's matched McDonald's tally as Regis leads 7-5. Jordan Sikora against Ristler leaves it up for Bussey. Cooper Mittermeier has a good look at a three left wing. That one too strong. Rebound pulled in by Chula. Across the timeline at midcourt go the Ramblers. 1/3 of the way through this first half. Terrace out to Weisenberger, flips up top to Ristler. Jordan Sikora on him. Weisenberger drops into the right corner. Working against Cale Holm now. Weisenberger to Terrace. Back to Birchback for three is good from the left corner. That's 2 threes from the same spot for Regis. They've doubled up on McDonald 10-5. They'll sub in Woltersdorf shortly. Cooper Mittermeier up top, working off a Mason Bussey screen. Mittermeier goes in hard, too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound, Mason Bussey goes up strong. No, fighting for the rebound. Bussey pulls it back down. They'll whip it back out to Jordan Sikora. Deep three, right at the circle. Back rim, no. Long rebound pulled in by Birchback. No, that's Ristler, rather. And Ristler across the timeline. 10-5 Regis, 11-11 to go. Drop down to Chula. Chula going over the top of Mason Bussey. Comes up short, Bussey. Pulls down the rebound. Across the timeline, Cooper Mittermeier. Flip over to Carson Galvez. Galvez driving baseline, and a little hand check, I believe, is going to be called against Birchback. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Grant Smiski comes into the game, number one, 5'10", junior guard Mason Bussey out to get a well-deserved breather. Carson Galvez, left wing. Galvez driving in, tried to flip into the corner, saved there to Sikora from Mittermeier, knocked out of bounds by Regis with 10:46 to play. Well, now the officials conferencing on this. I believe it's staying with McDonald, yeah. And it is. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local sports, Northwestern Bank. 10-5 Regis, inbound for McDonald. Smiski has it high on the right. Drops to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the left hand and a double. Scoops it out. Kick to the left corner. Cale Holm for his first three. Comes up short. Rebound pulled in by Chula.
This gym's always tough for McDonald to shoot in. They just have a hard time with those rims.
Weisenberger up top. Has it beyond the arc right wing. Skip over to Birchback. He's already hit a three. Regis is hit, two from downtown. Ristler pulls up from 18, comes up short. Offensive rebound, Woltersdorf goes up strong, comes up short, rebound tipped, and a whistle and a foul as they're going to get Woltersdorf scrambling for the loose ball. 10-12 to go, 5-point game, Regis with the lead. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Don't let it become a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Grant Smiske right of the circle. Holding leaves for Sikora into the left corner, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier beyond that Kelly Green arc. Here at Regis, Sikora has it in the right wing. Working off a bit of a screen from Galvez. Backtracks with the dribble, finds Galvez in the right corner. Galvez against Woltersdorf. Woltersdorf knocks it out of bounds, and Woltersdorf just picked up another quick foul. That's his second. 9:45 to go. We'll see what Coach Connor Miller decides to do with his 6'3 sophomore, George Woltersdorf, who again has a couple whistles against him in quick succession. Sikora high on the left, out of the inbounds. Carson Galvez looking for the dribble handoff, finds Cooper Mittermeier on the right wing. Mittermeier to Cale Holm, Holm to Jordan Sikora. He'll snap off a three. That one just pops in and out.
It looks good.
Trying to find the range. It did. Weisenberger high on the right in front of the McDonald bench. Leaves it up top, Woltersdorf for Rissler. Regis about to sub in a moment. Rissler on the far wing for Birchback. Back up top, Weisenberger, checked by Cale Holm. Grant Smiske, number one, against fellow number one, George Woltersdorf. Rissler up top. Rissler penetrating in the lane, pulls up from 8 feet and hits. Rissler has four. The lead is seven as we are halfway through the first half. McDonald trailing 12-5.
Oh, big dry spell here.
Carson Galvez, right block extended. Flip out to Jordan Sikora. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier head fake, driving in hard. Goes off the glass. He's bumped and fouled. And Mittermeier will earn a trip to the line. I think they'll get Birchback with that one.
Number 24, Andrew Birchback. That's his second personal.
That's his second foul and the fifth against Regis. So McDonald may get some opportunities here if they continue to stay aggressive offensively. First free throw no good, though, for Cooper Mittermeier.
Harrison Haas
coming in, 5'11", junior, number 23. And Woltersdorf will sub out with those two fouls. We'll see if Birchback stays out there with his two. 8:44 left in the first half, and 0-for-2. Mittermeier misses on the second free throw.
I'm telling you, these rims.
69% foul shooter, but nothing on that trip, and McDonald stays stuck at 5 points, trailing 12-5. Nice pocket pass down low. Reverse is good for Alex Chula. That's his first basket. A nice feed to the big, and it's 14-5 Regis.
Coach Schilling doesn't look worried yet.
Sikora right of the circle for three. Back rim, no. Rebound snapped down by the Ramblers. Weisenberger. He'll take it across the logo at midcourt. Weisenberger against Smiske, goes right by him. Lost it on the way to the hoop. We have a whistle underneath. And a foul. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Again, McDonald just played last night. Eli Stepp comes in, the 5'9" sophomore guard, number two. Jordan Sikora takes a seat. Haas up top for Rissler. 8 minutes left. Rissler kicks out to Terrace. Donald in danger of being down double digits here, trailing 14-5. Weisenberger up top, snaps off a three. Back rim, no. Rebound batted out to Smiske after Galvez went up for it and got knocked down. Coming from behind, Smiske's pocket picked by Chula. Weisenberger high on the left. Matched up against Smiske. Weisenberger puts it on the floor at the foul line, out to Haas. Leaves for Rissler. Rissler thought about pulling up for a three. Eli Stepp made him think better of that. Terrace down the lane, flips up a runner. That one rattles in.
Noah Terrace,
and now McDonald's going to need a timeout.
30 seconds.
Back in half a minute. Regis up big early here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald with some work to do here on the road at Regis. They trail 16-5. Still a lot of time to play here in the first half. 7:22 to go. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio. Our producer Dan Anderson back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Max trailing by 11 with possession coming out of their timeout. Drop down to Galvez. Galvez, good position down low. His shot blocked from behind by Chulin. It's trapped between the backboard and the side of the rim and the foul, as you mentioned, against Chula. That's the team's sixth, so it will be a shooting foul, but also the last one to give. And again, McDonald, trailing by double digits here, has to make good on these opportunities at the line and has to get some more in the bonus. Galvez, first free throw, rattles out. Boy, at this point, we can only hope that things change in the second half when they switch to that other rim.
Yeah, we haven't scored in a while here.
McDonald comes into the game shooting 62% from the foul line. Second free throw attempt is good for Carson Galvez, his first point. 16-6. Regis still up 10 with 7:02 to go. Eli Stepp guarding the point up top. Weisenberger has it against Smisky. Ristler matched up against Jordan Sikora, who's back out there now. Sikora, Stepp, Galvez, Holm, and Smisky, the five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. Haas just inside the arc left corner. Drops down for Chula. Chula backing in, bodying, going up hard, and rattles one in and out. Galvez pulls down the rebound with two hands. Good straight-up defense there by Carson Galvez. 6:30 to play. Steal by Weisenberger. Took away a pass intended for Holm. Weisenberger bumped and scores. Counted in the basket. And Regis is just having their way here early on. It's just the third whistle against McDonald, but Weisenberger now has 7 points. First foul against Jordan Sikora. And Weisenberger will go to the line where he is nearly automatic. Free throw's good for Owen Weisenberger. Give him 8 points, 19-6 is the lead for Regis with 6:27 to play in the first half. Tyler Galing comes into the game, the 6'2" sophomore. Got a young roster here for Coach Miller and Regis. Got a lot of sophomores. They're up 13 on a fairly young McDonald team as well. Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. Smisky up top to Carson Galvez. Leaves her Eli Stepp in the left corner. Stepp penetrating into the paint. Kick out Smisky just inside the arc right wing. Carson Galvez left of the circle. Backs it out to Sikora. Sikora goes behind his back of the left elbow out to Galvez left wing. Galvez kick out. Grant Smisky spots up a good look at a three and drains it. Right wing triple for Grant Smisky, and that's one McDonald sorely needed.
Yes.
Now we have a whistle and a stoppage for a moment. Oh, somebody got banged up.
I think
maybe just a substitution here. Galvez out. Mason Bussey back in. McDonald trails 19-9. 5:46 to play. McDonald is in the bonus. 16 fouls against Regis, so a chance again to claw a little bit closer here. And a whistle and a turnover by Regis. And honestly, I missed that. I'm not sure.
I don't know what he called there either.
Coach Miller getting an explanation.
Came from out of bounds, or I don't know.
Maybe came from out of bounds and didn't reestablish himself before catching the ball. I'm not sure. Either way, it's a turnover. We apologize. We missed that. Gale Holmes snaps off a three from the right corner. That one's an air ball, but a long rebound tracked down by Mason Bussey. He'll save it in to Eli Stepp and takes an inadvertent seat on the bench for Regis. Mason Bussey working hard, making impact immediately. Eli Stepp crashes into the hoop and scores, blowing by his man for two. 19-11. McDonald within eight. 5:10 to go. First half here at Regis.
Yep.
Blocking foul called on Eli Stepp as he tried to hang step for step with Terrace. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Terrace flips from the backcourt to Ristler. 5:04 to go, 8-point lead for Regis. You're in their home floor. Ristler pulls back from 17 feet, and that was smooth. 21-11. McDonald down double digits again with possession. Under five to go in the first half. Eli Stepp looking for the give and go. Finds Bussey at the right block. Back out to Stepp. Cale Holm
for Secor in the left corner. Secor off a screen from home, driving in hard to the rim and scores. Along the baseline, a nice finish leaning in for Jordan Secor. That's his first field goal. McDonald back within eight, trailing 21-13. Terrace, baseline feed and up and in, wide open. They completely lost Tyler Gehling. And Terrace found him.
He was wide open.
23-13. Regis maintaining that arm's length advantage, double digit lead. Smisky up top. Smisky between three defenders, high off the glass, won't go down, but Grant will earn a trip to the line as he got bumped. I believe that was Gehling with the foul.
Robert, yes.
Gehling, excuse me. 4:03 left, and Grant Smisky will go to the line with 3 points, shooting a couple here, and first one rattles out. Smisky shooting 71% from the foul line, but again, McDonald's just left some points.
Yes.
Out there so far. Second free throw for Grant is perfect. He has four to lead the way here for McDonald. 23-14, Max within nine. Galvez in. Smisky will take a seat as we traverse under 4 minutes to play here in the first half. In the paint, Chula trying to go up and under. Bussy, good defense. And the miss coming back the other way for McDonald. Step has it in the corner. Shoots it up top. Secora for Galvez between the wheels. Cale Holm. Holm, deep three, trying to get something going. Comes off the front of the rim. Bussy had the rebound for a moment. Knocked away from him to Rissler. Rissler spinning into the lane between three defenders off the glass. And still scored.
Yeah.
He is something else.
That was an unbelievable shot.
25-14. Regis back up 11, equaling their largest advantage. Galvez just outside the right block, flips it out to Cale Holm. Holm has a screen from Bussy, doesn't take it, goes the other way, goes right by Chula, lost it on the way to the hoop though. 3 minutes to play here in the first half in Eau Claire, 25-14 Regis with a double digit lead. Cale Holm knocks it away.
There we go.
And Holm picks up his dribble, leaves for Secora, high on the right, back to Holm. Wide open look at a three, too strong. Rebound pulled in by Chula.
Timeout
taken by Regis with 2:46 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. Back in half a minute. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Welcome back to Regis High School in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dan Anderson, our producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. It's been almost all Regis to start. 2:46 to play here in the first half. They lead McDonald 25-14 with possession as well. Cooper Mittermeier back out there for McDonald. They played a couple games already this week. Wins at Thorpe and Augusta. This is the third of a six-game road stretch. Rissler pulls up from the right elbow. That one bricked off the far side of the iron and rebound to Galvez. Mittermeier shoots it over to Secora. Beyond the arc right wing. Off a screen from Galvez. Secora to Mason Bussy up top between the wheels. Leaves for Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the right hand. Back out to Galvez. Finds Cale Holm. Holm for Mason Bussy left of the wheel. 2:14 to play. McDonald could use a bucket on each possession here to close the half. Cooper Mittermeier at the foul line, out to Bussy. Bussy to Cale Holm, left wing. And a travel called on Cale Holm.
I think he got a little bit there. Got the ball down quite fast enough.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley at any time at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Ristler's doubled. Up top, Terrace. They'll leave him wide open for three. Front of the rim goes almost over the top of the backboard and knocked out of bounds by McDonald. It was just a whisker away from hitting the top of the backboard and being called out of bounds, but instead goes down to Bussy. Couldn't quite handle it. It's kind of an awkward rebound. Inbounds to Gelling. Gelling flips it over to Risler. Risler, the sophomore. Just up top for Gelling, and Gelling to Karras. Karras, excuse me. Now Risler pulls up from 17. Jumper well off the mark, just hit glass. Rebound pulled down by Galvez. Galvez up top between the wheels for Cale Holm. Under 90 seconds to play. McDonald trailing by 11, 25-14. We'd love to get within single digits here before the half. Cale Holm checked by Weisenberger up top to Cooper Mittermeier. Jordan Sikora left corner against Terrace. Sikora between a couple defenders. Hangs, can't hit. Coming the other way, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers, who can take their time with a minute left here. Risler up top, and my goodness.
Probably one of the lower scoring halves for McDonald in a long time, with only 14 on the board so far.
Again, my expression is because I believe Regis is going to try and kill the final minute of this clock. No, as Risler will go off the glass and miss. I was wrong. Cooper Mittermeier coming the other way. Over to Carson Galvez in the left corner. Galvez going hard, high off the glass, counted, and a foul. Maybe that's a little spark for McDonald at the end of the half. 30 seconds left. Galvez going to the line, looking for three the old-fashioned way. And the Macs are within 9, 25-16. That foul against Noah Terrace, his first, team's eighth. Galvez, the free throw, is good. Got some rim, but went down. The end result is all that matters there. 28 seconds left. Now you would think Regis will play for the final shot, but I was wrong last time. 25-17 the score. McDonald down 8. Eli Stepp knocks it away into the backcourt. Now coming down the lane, Weisenberger off the glass. No putback by Chula. No offensive rebound. Putback again, and Bussey finally pulls it down. There are three tries for Regis. McDonald has 3 seconds left. Step on the run from half court. No, just a little bit short. McDonald shows a little spark at the end of the half, and they will go into the break down 25-17. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Radio. Hoping for some fireworks in the second half for McDonald. We'll take a look at your stats, highlights, analysis, and Mark Maloney's military shout-outs as well. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes. You're on WOGO Radio Live in Eau Claire. It's McDonald and Regis.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds.
Go, Grant.
Push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora to beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Here at Eau Claire Regis, the home team, the Ramblers, leading your McDonald Max 25-17 at the break. They're about to chuck a bunch of beanbags, and
no,
I should have grabbed some
like
on the way in.
Oh, maybe it's raffle. Well,
I thought they were going to chuck beanbags at
they
that
are,
Culver's match.
It was like for 18 and under.
Oh, okay. So
I tried.
All right. So we didn't miss out on the opportunity here. Well, McDonald, as we mentioned, maybe has missed out on a few opportunities from the free throw line. But you would hope that when they switch sides here that maybe the rim will be a little bit kinder. Some quality looks offensively that just haven't gone down yet.
Yeah, and again, you know, Coach Schilling doesn't look to be all that upset yet or nervous. I mean, 8 points is doable, 25-17. I don't think he's very happy with our shooting percentages out there, but, you know, 17 points on the board, that's not can't be one of the better halves that we've had for quite a while. So like you said, you know, hopefully this other rim down in this end is a much more kinder to us in the second half.
Well, let's look at the scoring leaders for both teams. Two players with eight for Regis so far. That's Blake Rissler and Owen Weisenberger, kind of the usual suspects. Two very talented offensive players, 21 points per game for Rissler and almost 17 for Weisenberger. They've also got contributions from Andrew Birchback, who hit a three, then 2 points apiece for Tyler Gelling and Alex Chula. Also 2 points for Noah Terrace as well. On the other side for McDonald, they're led by four apiece from Grant Smisky and Carson Galvez. Three for Jordan Sikora, two for Eli Stepp, Cooper Mittermeier, and Mason Bussey. Time now for your halftime highlights. Let's hear how the first half here from Eau Claire sounded on WOGO Sports. Helping fill that up for McDonald. Regis taking their time, driving down the lane. Mason Bussey gets a piece of a shot. Knocked it away from Woltersdorf. Open look at a three. That one rims in and out from the left wing for Weisenberger. McDonald now on the run. Cooper Mittermeier weaving, drops down for Bussey. Bussey goes up and scores from low on the left.
Nice pass.
Circle, backs it out to Sikora. Sikora goes behind his back of the left elbow out to Galvez, left wing. Galvez kick out. Grant Smisky spots up a good look at a three and drains it. Right wing triple for Grant Smisky, and that's one McDonald sorely needed. Save it in to Eli Stepp and takes an inadvertent seat on the bench for Regis. Mason Bussey working hard, making impact immediately. Eli Stepp crashes into the hoop and scores, blowing by his man for two. The give and go finds Bussey at the right block, back out to Stepp. Cale Holm for Sikora in the left corner. Sikora off a screen from Holm, driving in hard to the rim and scores. Along the baseline, a nice finish, leaning in for Jordan Sikora. That's his first field goal. McDonald back within eight, trailing 21-13. The other way. Over to Carson Galvez in the left corner. Galvez going hard, high off the glass, counted, and a foul. That's a little spark for McDonald at the end of the half. 30 seconds left. Galvez going to the line, looking for three the old-fashioned way. And he did complete that three-point play. McDonald down single digits at the break, 25-17.
We are back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com with Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts. It's the Max and the Ramblers here from Eau Claire, back in 1 minute on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Here, warm-ups have begun. Before we head to the second half of action between McDonald and Regis, it's time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. I'm going to start down at the lower end of our list tonight with Mason Gadel as a 2022 Chi High grad. He's in the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. He's flying reconnaissance RC-135s. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi High grad in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base. Ellie Eckes is a McDonnell grad in the Army National Guard out of Chippewa. Noah Christofferson is a 2021 grad from McDonnell, an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Noah Stewart is a Chi High grad stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Wayne Trimble, a McDonnell grad, is at Fort McCoy in the Wisconsin National Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. John Hayton from Colfax is in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartrand in the Army, stationed at Fort Bragg. Austin Tolleson is in the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Carter Billen is in Security Forces at the Navy, Marine in San Diego. Kristen Levesser Davis, maybe she's listening to us again tonight. Who knows? Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Sarah Passant Bovey is from the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Guard. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Corey Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. And Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. And I'm still waiting for Tech Sergeant Scoobin to get back to me with a list of some of the youngsters from McDonald and Chi High that have enlisted into the Air Force. So I'm going to get on him.
And we'd love to have list grow bigger and bigger.
It would be awesome. And again, a huge thank you to all of our military.
We are ready to begin the second half. McDonald will start with possession, trailing 25-17 here on the road at Regis. Cale Holm will try to start things off with a bang. His three-pointer goes too strong, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Regis, I believe, as Mason Bussey was battling with Chula. Bussey, Cooper Mittermeier, Cale Holm, Jordan Secor, Carson Galvez, original starting five out there for head coach Adam Schilling. And McDonald will inbound. Mason Bussey's done an excellent job here on the baseline, not always getting every offensive rebound opportunity, but just creating some havoc down there. He's been working very, very hard. Gavez to Cale Holm, bobbled for a little bit, shoots it back up near midcourt. Back to Galvez. Galvez between a couple defenders, too strong, offensive rebound. Guess who? Mason Bussey, and Bussey's fouled underneath.
Who are we going to get that on?
Chula was in the area. But no, I think they're going to get Blake Ristler with his second, team's first.
Blake Ristler, that's his first personal.
McDonald inbound again. Into Bussey in the left corner, rotates out to Holm, up top Jordan Secora. Secora finds Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier driving in hard, runner with a right hand is good. And that's a good way to start the second half for the McDonald Max. Pulling within two possessions, down six. Mittermeier has four, joins Galvez and Smisky with that tally. 25-19, the Ramblers. Weisenberger shoots it over to Terrace in the right corner. Noah Terrace working a left-handed dribble. Out to Chula, leaves for Ristler. Ristler's doubled at the foul line, goes behind his back, between his legs, kick out. Weisenberger against Cale Holm. Weisenberger doubled, shoots it along the baseline. Right block extended.
Flip over into the corner. That's Terrace. Out to Ristler against Socorro. 16:40 to play. 25-19. McDonald still down six. Drop to the right. Elbow extended. Out to Ristler now. Ristler between the wheels for Chula. Chula shoots it down to Terrace in the left corner. Terrace looking back for Chula. Left block extended against Mason Bussey. Out to Terrace. Patient offensive possession here for the Ramblers. Woldersdorf driving baseline. Had good position. Goes over the top. Muscles it up and in. Woldersdorf, that I believe is his first basket.
Yes.
Had some foul trouble in the first half. 27-19, McDonald down eight. Jordan Socorro wide open, left of the circle for three, comes up short. Mason Bussey trying to save it, couldn't get to it in time. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Three missed from the left corner by Regis Weisenberger. Out to Terrace, opposite corner for three. That's an air ball. And the rebound to Mason Bussey. Cooper Mittermeier across the timeline, finds Galvez. Galvez beyond the arc, jab step into lane. Galvez shovels it down to Bussey. Bussey goes up hard, no, too strong. And Chula goes crashing to the floor as he bumped into Mason Bussey. Weisenberger runs into a double at the left block. Kick out to Ristler. Ristler pulls up for three, back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Galvez. The pace quickening
yes.
here. 15-20 to go.
Percentage is not picking up for either team.
That's true. Socorro to Cooper Mittermeier, right corner with a foot on the line. Mittermeier into the lane, doubled. Bounce up top, Galvez. Galvez, a nice jab step, goes between a couple defenders, dumps it off down low, up and in for two from low on the left. Mr. Bussey.
He was waiting for that the last time.
Galvez just drew defenders to him. 27-21, back to a two-possession lead for Regis. Donald trying to cut into this double-digit deficit. They've got it down to six. Chula out to Ristler. Checked by Socorro. Staying with him. Chula gives it back to Ristler. Ristler between a couple defenders. Pulls up from 12. Off the glass. Too strong. Rebound through a couple pairs of hands and into Cooper Mittermeier's mitts. Mittermeier now with a head of steam. Down the lane over the top of Chula. Beautiful teardrop shot. Over the 6'6" center. And Mittermeier has 4 points in the second half and leaves McDonald with six. 27-23, they're within four. 14-14 to go. Left side, Ristler. Ristler drops it down to Chula. Mason Bussey, wide arms behind him. Chula flipping it out. Up top, Woldersdorf, wide open three, clanks off the front of the rim. And Bussey battles down the rebound. Hands off to Cale Holm. Holm across the logo. Holm going right into the left corner to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, another running push shot is good. And now Regis Coach Taylor wants a timeout. It's a two-point game. 13:50 to play. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald battling back here on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
McDonald has trailed from the beginning, trailed by double digits in this game, but now with 13:45 and counting to go in the second half, they are back within two of the home team, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you in Eau Claire. Regis with the basketball, and again the lead. Drop down for Birchback, who had three in the first half. He'll take a tough jumper from 6 feet.
Perfect.
Along the right baseline and missed. Cooper Mittermeier, McDonald chance to tie or take the lead for the first time here tonight. And Galvez going to be called with an offensive foul as the shoulder just went down a little bit as he shrugged his defender off. As we were mentioning, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. Risler, driving baseline. The sophomore out to Weisenberger. Weisenberger goes by Cale Holm. He'll try a runner off the glass and good. Into double digits now, Owen Weisenberger. Averages almost 17 per game. 5 minutes into the second half, the Regis lead is back to 4, 29-25. Connell trying to get momentum here. Cale Holm, left corner for three. That one too strong. Offensive rebound, Bussey. Bussey throws it away. He was looking for someone to cut to him, and instead Risler took it away. Risler down the lane, high off the glass and in.
Basket by Glenn Risler.
Just like that, McDonald had a chance to tie or go ahead. Now they trail by six, and another unforced error, a bobbled pass, and Risler gobbles it up. With 12:24 to play, Regis leading by six. Down the lane, a miss going between a couple defenders was Terrace, but couldn't finish it. Cooper Mittermeier, left block extended out to Galvez. Galvez, big jab step against Birchback, spinning. Galvez between a couple defenders, flips out to Sakura. 12:05 to go, a lot of time left for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier drops down to Bussey. Bussey flips out to Sakura, out to Galvez. Left of the wheel. Galvez has his pass taken away, and Weisenberger going in hard. He's tripped up by Cale Holm on the way to the hoop. With 11:51 to play. Grant Smiski's going to come in here for McDonald.
Mason's got ton of rebounds down there and good passes underneath. He just got to start working on his post moves.
Two shots here for Weisenberger. And the rim not kind to Regis on this side either, as we saw McDonald leave some points at the free throw line, and Weisenberger, again, an excellent free throw shooter, draws the iron and a miss that time. Bussey's going to take a break here. Grant Smiski back in. 31-25, Regis, second free throw. Off the front of the rim, no, but an offensive rebound. Chula. Chula between three defenders. Looked like he might have gone up and down, but instead draws a foul. Thought maybe he left his feet, but I must have been mistaken. And so Smiski picks up his first foul. That's the third on McDonald here in the second half. Just one whistle so far against Regis. 11:48 to go, and Chula will shoot two. First free throw, back rim, but rattles in. The third point of the night for Alex Chula, and the lead back to seven for Regis. Donald's trailed from the beginning, got within two moments ago. Second free throw also draws the iron, but also goes in. It's an 8-point advantage back to their halftime lead as Chula steps out.
Kind of had him where we wanted him. They're down by two, now we're down by eight.
And McDonald maybe expending a lot of energy in that comeback bit, and then the pass is just got a little out of whack. There's a few turnovers in a row, and another one. Smiski trying to flip it into the corner, and Weisenberger takes it away. Weisenberger finds Birchback along the baseline. Risler driving along that baseline, kick out, and he'll throw it away right to Cale Holm. Holm has a one-on-one going down the left side of the lane, challenged, and can't get the shot to fall. The defense by Weisenberger in transition.
Those are the transition points we need to pick up.
Weisenberger's doubled, flips it up top. Birchback left alone. Birchback goes by Smiski, pulls up in the lane, off the glass, and good. 35-25, back to a double-digit lead for Regis. Mittermeier goes to Jordan Sakura, high on the right. Sakura to Grant Smiski, who helped spark McDonald with their only three of the game in the first half. Smiski in the left corner. Out for Galvez, up top, Cale Holm between the circles. 10:34 to go. Drop down to Galvez. Galvez has good position on Haas, and they're going to get him with another offensive foul as Haas went spilling to the deck. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. There's a little bit of acting going on there.
That's the fourth foul on McDonald. That's just the second on Galvez. The two offensive fouls here. And the possession's becoming increasingly critical for McDonald as they've struggled to score here tonight against this Regis defense. Just on the right side, knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Cooper Mittermeier as he poked it away from Terrace. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. First throw on the right side to Weisenberger against Cale Holm. Jab steps Weisenberger between a crowd of defenders. High off the glass, a little bit wild there with that shot, and Galvez clears the rebound. Cale Holm in the right corner. Holm drops it down for Galvez. Galvez, kick out to Sikora. Sikora up to Grant Smisky. Smisky down the right side of the lane. He picks up his dribble. Here's for Cale Holm. Holm blows by everybody and scores. The seas parting, and Cale Holm right down the lane.
That's his first bucket of the night.
2 points for Cale Holm, McDonald's leading scorer. 35-27, 8-point advantage for Regis. 9:26 to go. First back just inside the foul line. Kick out to Haas. Leaves for Weisenberger outside the arc left wing. To Terrace with a big head fake. Terrace flips to the left corner. Haas, no hesitation on a three. Off the glass, no. Rebound in the arms of Grant Smisky. Smisky across the timeline for McDonald. Junior leaves it for fellow junior Jordan Sikora in the left corner. Gets it back up top. Back to Jordan. Sikora looking down to the post. Nothing there right now. Cale Holm left wing. Holm will now find Galvez. Galvez the left block. He's doubled. Galvez going in. Tough shot. And this time a foul will go the other way. As Haas trying to keep up with Carson, Galvez fouls him. That's the second whistle on Regis. Galvez will go to the line shooting two with 8:55 to go. And good opportunity for McDonald to score with the clock stopped. Carson Galvez will shoot a pair here. First free throw is good. That's five for Carson Galvez. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wurzgala.com. That's wurzgala.com. Galvez looking to go 2 for 2 on this trip. Second free throw is good as well. 6 points for Carson Galvez. He's hit 4 free throws. McDonald back within 2 possessions, trailing 35-29, 8:50 to go. Regis with the basketball moving right to left. Chrysler on the left wing. The sophomore flip out to Chula. Now Terrace. Birchback. Ready for Weisenberger. Right back to Birchback. He crashes in hard. Can't get the shot, but a foul. That one's going to go against Galvez. And that was just great ball movement by Regis, leading it to an open look. It's time. Time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 839-0707, 839-0707, or wurzgala.com. Pushback misses the first. So it remains 35-29. Woltersdorf just checked back in. Second free throw is good for Birchback, the 6-foot junior. He now has 6 points. The lead is 7 for Regis, 36-29. 8.5 minutes remaining here in regulation. His team separated by just 1 point the first time they tangled. 3-pointer on the way, too strong for Galvez from the left wing. .816 to play. Ristler working off a screen from Woltersdorf. Up top to Chula. Left side, Weisenberger going by Holm. Shoots it out right side. First back to Woltersdorf up top. Woltersdorf down the right side of the lane. Tough shot, and somehow got the angle. Flipped it up and in. Woltersdorf makes it 38-29 Regis. Donald got as close as two, but then a series of turnovers gave Regis back the arm's length advantage. Cale Holm driving in hard. High off the glass. Scores counted at a foul. Hoop and harm for Holm. As Cale Holm starting to come alive here in the second half. McDonald trails by 7, 38-31. And looking for the old-fashioned three-point play as Cale Holm as Eli Stepp back in. Stepp, the 5'9 sophomore guard. Smisky checks out. 7:41 left.
Okay, so they put the switch the foul to Chula.
They had it on Woltersdorf, but instead it's on Chula. Team's fourth, and the second on Chula. And Holm looking for the end one here. Free throw is good. Oklahoma, 78% foul shooter. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds in a six-point game, 7:41 to play. Things getting a little tighter here at Regis. This is McDonald Max Basketball.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remaining in regulation. McDonald within six of Eau Claire Regis and coming out of the timeout with some full court pressure. 38-32 Regis with the lead. Mittermeier against Birchback, who gets it across the timeline. Floats a pass down to the right corner to Woltersdorf. Cale Holm, Cooper Mittermeier, Eli Stepp, Carson Galvez, Jordan Secor, the five on the floor right now for McDonald. Ristler driving down the lane. No. Got his own rebound. Puts it up strong. No. And rebound pulled in by Secor. Ristler had a couple good opportunities here.
He kind of walked through there the first time, but
he's got some bounce. Step from the left corner. That one off the side of the backboard. And off target. Back to Regis. Behind the right. Burst back to Chula up top. Chula leaves for Weisenberger. Weisenberger back to Chula. Wide open for two. They've run that same action a couple times with Weisenberger, and he finds the open man. 40-32, Regis back up eight. Carson Galvez from the left corner. Chula on him. Galvez between a couple defenders, going over the top of Chula, and it rimmed in and out.
Good shot there. Good look.
6.5 to go. 40-32, McDonald down eight. Weisenberger going over the top of Galvez for two. Galvez trying to draw an offensive foul there. But Weisenberger, good body control. 10-point game again. Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. Max with some work to do here. Trailing 42-32. Mittermeier driving down the lane. He has 8 points for McDonald. Out to Eli Stepp. Stepp trying to go by Chula. Pump fakes on him. Goes up and off the mark. Coming up a lot of inches there. Eli at 5'9", Chula at 6'6". Weisenberger up top. 5:44 to play. Thrown away for a moment. Birchback retrieves right in front of his own bench. Blake Chrysler up top. Time on the Ramblers' side here. Leading by 10, 42-32. 5.5 to play down to Woltersdorf. Galvez up on him. Birchback flips it up top to Chula at the foul line. Leaves for Ristler. Ristler's doubled. Again, Regis is going to bleed clock here every possession. McDonald only has one foul left to give here in the second half. Weisenberger up top for Birchback against Mittermeier. Back to Chula. Chula in the left corner. Weisenberger down the lane. Flips one high off the glass, and he's just having his way. 44-32. Largest lead of the night for Eau Claire Regis. Mittermeier driving baseline. Hits the brakes at the right block. Drops down for Eli Stepp. Stepp comes up short. Rebound batted out to Ristler. Weisenberger again driving and hard to the rim. Blows by everyone and scores. And now the wheel's starting to come off here for McDonald. 4:36 to play. They're down 14. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Area Electric is one of the Rambler program sponsors this season.
some other ones, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Cowboy Jacks. Restaurant.
Back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
4.5 minutes to play. McDonald down 14 to Eau Claire Regis here on the road. Mittermeier drops down to Bussey. Bussey double team kick out to Secor in the left corner. Out to Carson Galvez. Galvez leaves for Cale Holm. Back to Carson. They'll rotate out beyond the arc. 4:14 to play. Ristler against Secor. Secor drops into Cale Holm. Holm, a nifty shot off the glass and in.
Nice cut.
Cale Holm has 7 points all in the second half. 46-34. McDonald down 12. And we thought points might be at a premium, and they really have been for both teams, but it has been just a bit sluggish offensively here for McDonald, coming off two games in the last three nights. 3:39 to go. Ristler hesitates, driving baseline off the glass, too strong. Got his own rebound. He's fouled down low. With 3:34 to play. Well, mark your calendars for February 10th. That's midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. 100% of proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and live big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets. Yeah. Event tickets are now an offensive foul on Regis.
He was carrying the ball.
And event tickets for Midwinter Mardi Gras available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonald's Midwinter Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald. Don't miss it. 3:28 to go. Looking for some max magic here. Down 12. Saw them make a furious rally against Fall Creek. Cale Holm for three. That one pops in and out. Pretty good look there for Cale, left wing. 3:14 to go.
Not done very well from three-point land tonight.
Just one made three tonight by my count. That was Smisky in the first half. Another wide-open drive to the hoop. It's Weisenberger just too quick.
Yeah, he's kind of taken over the second half.
48-34. Mittermeier up top at the foul line. He'll pull up from 8 feet and good. First McDonald player into double digits is Cooper Mittermeier. 48-36. Max down 12. 2:45 to go. They can't foul without sending Regis to the line. Weisenberger, the flip back out to Ristler. Ristler against Secor. Ristler puts the shoulder down, gets by a couple defenders, hangs in the air, scores, and a foul. 2:33 to go. Ristler makes it 50-36, Regis.
Carson's
in the fourth on Carson Galvez. Ristler in double digits now for the end one. Free throw comes up short. Rebound pulled in by Bussey. Bussey to Mittermeier across the logo with 2.5 to go. Mittermeier looking for some help. His pass knocked away, and that's touched by Mittermeier. He tried to save it along the baseline. The shots haven't been falling from McDonald, but they haven't helped their cause with some of the errant passes here tonight as well. And give credit to Regis with their aggressive defense. 50-36, largest lead of the night for the Ramblers. Up 14 here on their home floor, looking to split the season series with McDonald. And pull into second place, a tie for second place with the Max in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Ristler up top with 2 minutes left. And any foul for McDonald will send the Ramblers to the line. Birchback with a jumper good from 16 feet. 52-36, 16-point lead. Minute 46 left. McDonald trying to avoid their fourth setback of the season. A whistle and a foul. Count the basket as Jordan Sikora puts the shoulder down and leans in and scores. That's the first basket for Jordan Sikora in the second half.
By number 24, Jordan Sikora.
Foul on Risler. Team's fourth, his third. 52-38 Regis, minute 36 left. Sikora for the end one here. And the free throw is perfect for Jordan Sikora. He has three in each half. Our post-class post-game show coming up is reaching through the body of Weisenberger. Cale Holm. And Weisenberger will go to the other line shooting the one-and-one. Talk with head coach Adam Schilling. Look ahead on our WOGO sports calendar, stats, highlights, and more. McDonald will have some well-deserved time off before hitting the road next week. Travel down to Osseo Fairchild in another big game on the 25th. Weisenberger hits the first free throw, and he was the player that, besides Risler, Coach Schilling said, we can't let him go off on us. And unfortunately, that's exactly what Weisenberger has done, particularly here in the second half. 15-point lead for Regis, 54-39, 90 seconds to go. Mittermeier up top, flips it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey out to Sikora, Galvez. He's over for Mittermeier. Mittermeier off the glass, no. Rebound pulled in by Chula. Hopefully Miles Flanagan, the lone senior in the regular starting five for McDonald, will be able to come back in that game so McDonald can have their full complement of players out there. Mason Bussey has done admirably filling in for Miles Flanagan, but again, it's just a lot of effort that he expends, and so it's good to be able to have two bigs available. Under 50 seconds to go, 54-39. Regis running away with this one here tonight. And pretty much from the opening tip, they dominated this game. Whistle and a foul will send Risler to the line with 37.1 seconds remaining. And again, we'll break this down as we get into that post-class post-game show, but I think it can't be understated as Risler's first free throw is good. But maybe the legs just not quite there for McDonald here tonight. Playing a couple games in the last three nights, and again, the way Regis plays some excellent defense.
And we just
maybe just not quite as fresh as they would like to be.
And we just struggle in this gym.
56-39. Down 17. Cale Holm down the lane with a nice flip. Underhanded shot with the right hand. 9 points for Cale Holm. 56-41. Regis with a lead. Trapping along the baseline. Risler. Sikora knocks it out of bounds. And they may get it for a foul. No. Just knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Inbounds Terrace. Terrace contested catch near midcourt. He'll go across the timeline to Risler with 14 seconds to play. Risler flips it out to Terrace with 9 seconds left. He'll drop it down to Birchback. Birchback being hassled by Cooper Mittermeier with 3 seconds left out to Terrace. And Terrace will dribble this one out. Your final score here in Eau Claire, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers 56, your McDonald Max 41. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Coming back with the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5 here on WOGO.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds
here.
Go
Grant.
Push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora to beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson! Good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome you into the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Remember, if your windshield takes a hit, Post-Glass and Mirror has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post-Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Post-Glass Post-Game Show here. We'll get you your stats and highlights in a moment. We'll hope to talk with head coach Adam Schilling as well. But first, your thoughts on this one. Again, McDonald had their two-game winning streak snapped. They knocked off Thorpe on the 16th, so just a few days ago. Then we're at Augusta last night and 172-36. Not necessarily tight games, but again, here tonight, Regis just jumped on them from the beginning.
Yeah, and maybe they do. Maybe they just need a break. They need to take some time off, take a day off, take 2 days off. I don't know what their schedule's looking like here, but I think some well-deserved time off might help them a little bit. And then just maybe get in and do a little shoot around. I mean, them kids are always up there at the gym, shooting around. Like I said, a couple of games. I mean, last week they played three games. I think this week they played three games. So they'll come around again. They'll kind of just refocus here and get the energy back and see if we can't get them going here towards the end of the season.
Again, the record is still good, 11-4 for McDonald. They're 5-3 now in the Western Clover Belt. Regis now 6-9, and they are also 5-3 in the Western Clover Belt. So again, things getting a little bit tighter. Bloomer, of course, unbeaten in conference play, but right now it's seems to be a battle for second place in the conference, and so that's going to make the next time out very important for McDonald, as well as they'll be playing Osseo Fairchild, who again, pending any results before that, at 4-3 in the conference. So again, McDonald had a chance here to gain a little separation. Regis had a chance to move up into a tie for second, and the Ramblers able to get that done, and now McDonald will want to of course, get a victory against Osseo Fairchild to, again, stay within striking distance. It's going to take quite a bit, I think, for Bloomer to lose three times before the end of the season. But still, you'd love to be at least in that second-place position in the Western Clover Belt down the stretch. And anything can happen. That's why they play the games. And so McDonald's going to have a bit of a break here, not quite a full week. But on Thursday, they'll be on the road at Osseo Fairchild. We're going to be with them here on WOGO. So they have that break, as will we, until next Thursday. And so a chance again to just, in the midst of this long road trip, six straight games on the road, a chance to, again, just rest a little bit, rejuvenate, and not an easy gym to play in down in Osseo Fairchild as well for shooters.
No.
So we'll maybe want to go a little bit early and get some extra shoot around in there possibly.
Yes, I mean, that's one of those tough gyms where the baskets are kind of out in the middle of nowhere, right? There's no walls to have a bearing off of it and a background there. So that's always a tough gym to get used to. But, again, they just got to, you know, not to get this losing streak into their head and, you know, get back on that winning level there. And I think they're going to be just fine, but they got to get their kind of wrap their heads around this again and, you know, refocus.
Again, Coach Schilling and Coach Connor Miller of Regis had met three times before tonight, and all three games have gone to Coach Schilling. So this is Coach Miller's first win against McDonald. Again, historically, as you mentioned, I mean, this is just a difficult place to play. It's a difficult place to get a win here, no matter what the records. Even some of those best seasons that we've seen for these McDonald programs, the boys and the girls, the boys in particular, some of those seasons where they're going to state, it still was really, really tough to get a win down here. And so, again, not able to get it this year. They did last year, and try again in 2024 and 2025, depending on how that home and away schedule shakes out for next year's season. You're hoping, again, you can come down here and get a win, but it's definitely a big gold star on your record if you are able to win one here, and not really any shame in dropping one at Regis. They defend their home floor very well.
Yes, and they shot the ball very well tonight. So, McDonald, it looked really, really good at times, and just the shooting, we just didn't get the ball to go in the hoop there. And, not that Miles is going to make that big difference up, but maybe, you know, I think Miles has a little better post play down there. Mason just takes up a lot of big room there, and he's a rebounder. That's what he's in there to do, is rebound. And then he usually kicks it out to one of the guards. But Miles can kind of maybe put some moves on down there. So, again, we missed Miles. So Mason did an awesome job there. But, and again, our shooting just wasn't all that great tonight. So, again, get in the gym, boys, and, get that shooting range back, and I think we're going to be okay.
Sometimes you just have to tip your cap to the opponent and move
yes.
on, and I think that's the case here tonight. Regis, again, trending in a good direction here, a pretty youthful Ramblers team, and again, they are now moved into a tie with McDonald for second place in the conference. We'll get those stats for you coming back in 2 minutes here on WOGO. The highlights as well. McDonald falls on the road to Regis 56-41. We're back in 2 minutes with the post-class post-game show here on WOGO Sports.
Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Well, this is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a look at the scoring stats now. 7 players scored for both sides, a game-high 20 points for Owen Weisenberger. He had 8 in the first half, but then really took over in the second half with 12 points. Again, driving to the hoop almost at will. Weisenberger, a very talented 5'11 junior. Blake Risler, the leading scorer, was below his season average of 21 per game, but he still had 14. Another talented young player for head coach Connor Miller, a sophomore. Risler had 14. Another junior, Andrew Birchback, with 8 points, then 6 for the lone senior on this entire roster, Alex Chula. Then 4 for George Woltersdorf, 2 for Tyler Gelling, and 2 for Noah Terrace. On the other side for McDonald, just one player in double digits tonight. That was Cooper Mittermeier with 10. He had 8 points in the second half. Strong play from Cooper helped push McDonald within 2, and they did have a chance to tie or take the lead at one point, but then Regis stormed back. Cale Holm had 9 points all in the second half, so again, between Mittermeier and Holm, 17 points combined in that second half alone. 6 for Jordan Sikora, 6 for Carson Galvez, 4 for Grant Smiski, 4 for Mason Bussey, and 2 for Eli Stepp. And again, Sepp getting some extra minutes here tonight. We mentioned Mason Bussey as well, and not sure how many rebounds Mason Bussey got, but I'm guessing very close to double digits. Yes. We got the stats from last night. Aubrey Dorn had 16 rebounds in that game. And we talk about, again, sometimes you just don't necessarily have it as good as this McDonald girls team is, 15-1 on the season. They were 1 of 15 from 3 last night in their home gym. I mean, sometimes, again, maybe the legs get to you, and sometimes it's just not your night. And McDonald's still able to get that 45-point win over Osseo Fairchild last night. But, again, sometimes you just, no matter how good you are, sometimes the ball just isn't going through the hoop, and you can't necessarily figure out what's going on. But hopefully, again, it just is a one-night thing, and McDonald will have plenty of time, as we mentioned, to relax, rest, rejuvenate, hopefully cheer the Packers on to victory tomorrow night and get back in the saddle on the road at Osseo Fairchild next Thursday.
And that's, you know, you and I are up here talking, and, you know, Coach Schilling didn't make it up here, and he's probably doing that same thing. I see the kids are just now coming out. But, you know, he's down there as a coach. He's trying to, you know, get the kids back into the game again and just say, hey, you know what, it was an off night. You know, again, kudos to Regis. They beat us. But let's not make this a habit here. Let's see if we can't get things rolling again, get back on the winning side here. So he probably took his time down there. Just kids were probably feeling bad. He's, you know, his job as a coach is to kind of get them guys, you know, take on to the next move, right?
And again,
it's a short memory type thing, and learn from it, and let's move on.
Losing by 15 here tonight. Again, the widest margin by a long shot that McDonald's lost. Again, they're 11-3 coming into this game. And some people might say ahead of schedule with this youthful team, what they've done so far here this year. But again, as Coach Schilling has said, there's a lot of talent on this team, and we're still kind of just scratching the surface, starting to mine into just how good this team can be. But their losses by three to Spring Valley, by three to Fall Creek, and that one took a near buzzer beater to beat them. And again, their biggest margin of defeat was 66-57 by nine against Bloomer. We had that game, and that was a lot closer until the final few moments, free throws and such, pushed it away. So, again, this is just kind of a rare feeling to have a game where you weren't in it in the final few minutes there, too. And so, again, as you mentioned, Coach Schilling probably just telling the guys, hey, you know, this happens. It happens when you play talented teams night in and night out in the Western Clover Belt. And let's get the next one. And we're looking forward to seeing them in the next one next Thursday night. Speaking of basketball and all things Chi-High and McDonald Sports, a look ahead at our WOGO Sports Calendar, which you can view anytime at WOGO.com. Next time, again, that we are with McDonald Basketball will be next Thursday night on the road at Osseo Fairchild. Coming up on Tuesday night, though, Chi-High Hockey will be battling Rice Lake. And then next Friday night, we'll have Chi-High Basketball. Mark Halverson on the call there. Greg Stewart on the hockey broadcast on Tuesday. And again, continue to check WOGO.com and at WOGO Sports on Twitter and Facebook for any updates. Right now, our next scheduled McDonald girls game will be that Cloverbelt crossover game. If they're in the first or second place game, that would be on the 17th of February. But we'll see. There may be a possibility perhaps of coming down here one more time for what will be a massive, massive game, I believe, between head coach Don Cooper and head coach Teddy Joas and their talented squads that are both really, really playing some good basketball right now. So we'll look forward to that possibility as well, and we'll certainly put that out there again online and on the air if that does become a reality to pick up that game on the 8th of February. We'll kind of see how things shake out. We're going to take one final break. Be back in 2 minutes here with your post-game highlights. The Post-Glass post-game show is McDonald Falls 56-41. Back in two to finish things up here from Eau Claire.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds
Go
here.
Grant,
push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora to beat the buzzer. Yes!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot! My number seven!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Finishing up the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quick shout-out to WISSports.net. Again, appreciate their work with prep sports in the state of Wisconsin and get a lot of statistical information there. Well, their triple threat athlete of the week is very familiar, Aubrey Dorn from McDonald. Again, three-sport awesome. Athlete, and so congratulations, a great honor for the McDonald senior. Of course, plays softball, volleyball, and basketball as well. So Aubrey Doran, the Wisports.net Triple Threat Athlete of the Week. McDonald Falls 56-41. Let's hear how the second half sounded. Your post-game highlights here on WOGO. Into Bussey in the left corner, rotates out to Holm up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora finds Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier driving in hard, runner with a right hand is good, and that's a good way to start the second half for the McDonald Max. Bounce up top, Galvez. Galvez, a nice jab step, goes between a couple defenders, dumps it off down low, up and in for two from low on the left. Mr. Bussey.
He was waiting for that the last time.
Pulls up from 12, off the glass, too strong, rebound through a couple pairs of hands and into Cooper Mittermeier's mitts. Mittermeier now with a head of steam, down the lane over the top of Chula, beautiful teardrop shot over the 6'6" center. Smisky down the right side of the lane, he picks up his dribble, he's for Cale Holm. Holm blows by everybody and scores. The seas parting, and Cale Holm right down the lane. Dave Regis back, the arm's length advantage. Cale Holm driving in hard, high off the glass, scores, counted at a foul, hoop, and harm for Holm. Leaves for Cale Holm, back to Carson, the rotate out beyond the arc. 4:14 to play. Ristler against Sikora, Sikora drops into Cale Holm. Holm, a nifty shot off the glass and in.
Nice cut.
And that's how the second half sounded here as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Don't forget free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room, and they can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Also, again, don't forget to support McDonald Area Catholic Schools. You can get those tickets for the February 10th Max Mardi Gras. Also, the raffle tickets available as well. And Fiddler on the Roof coming up first week of February. So make sure you get your tickets before that sells out, as it undoubtedly will. And support, again, the young men and ladies there in that capacity as well. A lot of great extracurriculars at a high level at McDonald.
Yes, there is. And, I look at Zach Hunt. He was our football manager. He's going to hopefully play football for us next year. But he's got his beard growing, and he had to get permission from the school for their dress code to grow his beard, because he is the, I don't know if it's the Fiddler or whatever, but he's the guy with the beard and Fiddler on the Roof.
There's a lot of guys with beards, I believe.
I don't know, but he's one of the main characters. And, yeah, he's got the facial hair going there, and they did that just for him to be in the play. So kudos to that. He looks like he's going to do a great job.
Looking forward to that. Again, thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Hallie, Dan Anderson, our producer here tonight. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Regis High School in Eau Claire. Once again, your final score, Eau Claire Regis 56, your McDonald Max 41. This has been McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Eau Claire.
WOGO. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.